Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 38, Lord Chaitanya's visit to Vrindavan, Episode 6, the Patan Vaishnavas. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat at the bathing ghat of Akrura Tirtha and was thinking the following thoughts. At this bathing place, Akrura saw Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, and at this same place, all the inhabitants of Vraja saw Goloka Vrindavan. And while considering how Akrura remained within the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately jumped in and stayed underwater for some time. When Krishna Das saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drowning, he cried and shouted very loudly. Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya immediately came and pulled Lord Chaitanya out. After this, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya took the Sanodiya Brahmana to a secluded place and consulted with him. Since I was present today, it was possible for me to pull Sri Krishna Chaitanya up out of the water. But if Lord Chaitanya starts to drown at Vrindavan, who will help Sri Krishna Chaitanya? Now there is a crowd of people here, and these invitations are causing me so much disturbance. In addition, Lord Chaitanya is always ecstatic and emotional. I do not find the situation here very good. Oh, it would be better if we could get Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of Vrindavan. That is my final conclusion. Yes, I agree with you. Let us take Sri Krishna Chaitanya to Prayag, and we will go along the banks of the Ganges. It will be very pleasurable to go that way. After going to the holy place named Sorokshetra and bathing in the Ganges, we can take Lord Chaitanya that way and go. It is now the beginning of the month of Magha. If we go to Prayag at this time, we shall then have an opportunity to bathe for a few days during Makara Sankranti. So kindly submit to Lord Chaitanya the unhappiness you are feeling within yourself. Then propose that we all go to Prayag on the full moon day of the month of Magha. Tell Sri Krishna Chaitanya of the happiness you will feel in traveling via the banks of the Ganges. Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya therefore submitted this prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Lord, I can no longer tolerate the disturbance of the crowd. People are coming one after another to offer invitations. Early in the morning, people come here, and not seeing you present, they simply tax my brain. Oh, I will be very happy if we all leave and take the path by the banks of the Ganges. Then we can have the opportunity of bathing in the Ganges at Prayag during Makara Sankranti. My mind has become very much agitated, and so I cannot bear this anxiety any longer. Now, everything rests on the permission of your lordship, and I will accept whatever you want to do. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no desire to leave Vrindavana, Lord Chaitanya began to speak sweet words just to fulfill the desire of his devotee. You have brought me here to show me Vrindavan. I am very much indebted to you, and I shall not be able to repay this debt. So whatever you desire, I must do. Wherever you take me, I shall certainly go. And so the next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up early. After taking bath, Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic with love, knowing that he now had to leave Vrindavan. Although Sri Krishna Chaitanya did not exhibit any external symptoms, his mind was filled with ecstatic love. At that time, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya said, "Let us go to Mahavan Gokula." And saying this, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit aboard a boat. After they crossed the river, Balabhadra took Sri Krishna Chaitanya with him. Both Rajputa Krishnadas and the Sanodiya Brahmana knew the path along the Ganges bank very well. While walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that the others were fatigued, took them all beneath a tree and sat down. There were many cows grazing near that tree, and Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see them. Suddenly, a cowherder boy blew on his flute, and immediately Sri Krishna Chaitanya was struck with ecstatic love. Filled with ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya fell to the ground unconscious. Sri Krishna Chaitanya was foaming at the mouth, and even his breathing stopped. While Sri Krishna Chaitanya was unconscious, 10 cavalry soldiers belonging to the Muslim Pathan military order rode up and dismounted. Seeing Lord Chaitanya unconscious, the soldiers began to think, "This sannyasi must have possessed a large quantity of gold, and these 4 rogues here must have taken away that sannyasi's riches after killing him by making him take the poison dutura." And thinking like this, the Pathan soldiers arrested the 4 persons and decided to kill them. Because of this, the 2 Bengalis began to tremble. The devotee Krishnadas, who belonged to the Rajputa race, was very fearless. The Sanodiya Brahmana was also fearless, and so he spoke very bravely, "You Pathan soldiers are all under the protection of your king, so let us go to your commander and get his decision. This sannyasi is my spiritual master, and I am from Mathura. I am a Brahmana, and I know many people who are in the service of the Muslim king. You must understand, this sannyasi sometimes falls unconscious due to the influence of a disease. Now, please sit down here, and you will see that he will very soon regain consciousness and his normal condition. Sit down here for a while, and you can keep us all under arrest. And when the sannyasi regains his senses, you can question him. Then, if you like, you can kill us all. Now, we do not believe you, for you are all rogues. One of you belongs to the western lands, one to the district of Mathura, and the other 2 who are trembling belong to Bengal." Then Rajputa Krishnadas spoke out, "I have my home here, and I have about 200 Turkish soldiers and about 100 cannons. And if I call out loudly, they will all come immediately to kill you and plunder your horses and saddles. The Bengali pilgrims are not rogues. You are rogues, for you want to kill the pilgrims and plunder them." Upon hearing this challenge, the Pathan soldiers became hesitant. Then suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. Coming to his senses, Lord Chaitanya very loudly began chanting the holy name, "Hari! Hari!" Lord Chaitanya then raised his arms upward and began to dance in ecstatic love. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya shouted very loudly out of ecstatic love, it appeared to the Muslim soldiers that their very hearts were struck by thunderbolts. Seized with fear, all the Pathan soldiers immediately released the 4 persons. Thus, Lord Chaitanya did not see his personal associates arrested. At that time, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made him sit down. Seeing the Muslim soldiers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya regained his normal senses. All the Muslim soldiers then came before Lord Chaitanya, worshipping his lotus feet. "Here are four rogues. These rogues have made you take dupura. Having made you mad, they have taken away all of your possessions. No, these are not rogues. These are my associates. Being a sannyasi beggar, I do not possess anything. Due to epilepsy, I sometimes fall unconscious. And out of their mercy, these four men maintain me." Among the Muslims was a grave person who was wearing a black dress. People called him a saintly person. The heart of that saintly person softened upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to talk to Lord Chaitanya and establish impersonal Brahman on the basis of his own scripture, the Quran. And when that person tried to establish the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth on the basis of the Quran, Lord Chaitanya refuted his argument. Indeed, whatever arguments that saintly Muslim put forward, Lord Chaitanya refuted them all. Finally, that saintly person became stunned and could not speak anymore. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told him, "The Quran certainly establishes impersonalism, but at the end it refutes that impersonalism and establishes the personal God. The Quran accepts the fact that ultimately there is only one God. He is full of opulence and his bodily complexion is blackish. According to the Quran, the Lord has a supreme, blissful, transcendental body. He is the Absolute Truth, the all-pervading, omniscient, and eternal being. He is the origin of everything. Creation, maintenance, and dissolution come from Him. He is the original shelter of all gross and subtle cosmic manifestations. The Lord is the Supreme Truth, worshipable by everyone. He is the cause of all causes. And by engaging in His devotional service, the living entity is relieved from material existence. No conditioned soul can get out of material bondage without serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Love at His lotus feet is the ultimate goal of life. The happiness of liberation, whereby one merges into the Lord's existence, cannot even be compared to a fragment of the transcendental bliss obtained by service unto the Lord's lotus feet. In the Quran, there are descriptions of fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and union with the Supreme. But ultimately, all of this is refuted, and the Lord's personal feature is established, along with His devotional service. The scholars of the Quran are not very advanced in knowledge. Although there are many methods prescribed, they do not know that the ultimate conclusion should be considered the most powerful. So now, seeing your own Quran and deliberating over what is written there, tell me, what is your conclusion? All that you have said is true, for this has all certainly been written in the Quran. But our scholars can neither understand nor accept it. Usually they describe the Lord's impersonal aspect, but they hardly know that the Lord's personal feature is worshipable. They are undoubtedly lacking this knowledge. Since you must be the very same Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, please be merciful upon me. I am fallen and unfit. I have studied the Muslim scripture very extensively, but from it I cannot conclusively decide what the ultimate goal of life is or how I can approach it. But now that I have seen you, my tongue is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and the false prestige I felt from being a learned scholar is now gone. And saying this, that saintly Muslim fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting Lord Chaitanya to speak of life's ultimate goal and the process by which it could be attained. Now, please get up, for you have chanted the holy name of Krishna, and therefore the sinful reactions you have accrued for many millions of lifetimes are now gone. Now you are pure. All of you Muslims here, just chant the holy name of Krishna. Just chant the holy name of Krishna. And as they all began to chant, they were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly initiated the saintly Muslim by advising him to chant the holy name of Krishna. That Muslim's name was then changed to Ramadas. And there was another Pathan Muslim present who was named Vijuli Khan. Vijuli Khan was very young, and he happened to be the son of the king. All the other Muslims or Pathans, headed by Ramdas, were his servants. Vijuli Khan also fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya placed his foot on the head of Vijuli Khan. After bestowing his mercy upon the Muslims in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. All those Pathan Muslims then became mendicants. Later, these very Pathans became celebrated as the Pathan Vaishnavas. They toured all over the country and chanted the glorious activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vijuli Khan himself became a greatly advanced devotee, and his importance was celebrated at every holy place of pilgrimage. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes. Recorded January 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada